I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Delyn Klein, who is executive director of MarkTran, who has announced her retirement in early February, and Bill Geller, who is the incoming executive director, to get an update on things at MarkTran. Here's more with Bill Geller and Delyn Klein.
I am retiring in February, and we went through a selection, and Bill was selected to be our incoming director. So he's in training. He was our finance officer, so he's actually training and getting trained at the same time. So.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, how many years were you at the helm of the organization?
I've been in charge for 16 years.
Okay, but you've been there for some time, right?
40, yeah. I was a driver first, and then I moved into operations, and I was there for operations manager for 17 years.
Wow.
And then when Bob Nemi retired, I took his place.
Okay, I have to ask you this then. If you look back on 40 years of MarkTran and what it's done and how things have, gone with it here in our area in Marquette County, what are some of your memories? What sticks with you?
Ooh.
I know it's all the Mark and Walt in the morning signs on all the MarkTran buses. Let me just get that out of the way right now. I hear so much about those. Anyway, but yeah, look at me. You started as a driver, and then you made it all up to the executive director. What were some of the things? Maybe were there initiatives to try to increase MarkTran's reach? Maybe some of those things that you look back on?
Yes, we've done a lot of expanding. We had started out, we actually started out with ITA, which is, I think, Ishpeming Transit, and then Marquette Transit. And in 1985, we became Marquette County Transit. And I got to see all that and how we've expanded. We have 33 vehicles, and we cover the whole Marquette County as much as we can.
What's the challenges with that because of the geographic size? I mean, Marquette County is a big county. What's the challenge with that?
It's huge. There's a lot of challenges. Basically, the time that it takes to get across the county and to where you're going. With our fixed routes, that actually helped us because we could get a lot more passengers, obviously. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing everything door to door. So our drivers are driving all over the county to get people where they need to be because of COVID.
Yeah, the door to door thing has been a big change, obviously, with that. But you seem to have managed it pretty well.
We have. And we have serviced everybody that we know of. We have refused very few rides.
Sure. Well, there are challenges, I'm sure, with that. And now the person that will be taking over is the incoming executive director, is Bill Geller, also with us in the studio today. Just your thoughts on taking over and I guess what you see perhaps in the future for MarkTran.
I feel actually pretty honored to be taking over. I'm only the third director in MarkTran's history.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm pretty honored to have it. Mm-hmm. As what I see in the future is it's going to be technology, I believe. Mm-hmm. The state's pushing for electric buses. We're looking to get GPS on our buses, an app, to get an app so people can, if they're standing outside, they don't have to call us to find out where the bus is. They can just hit on their phone and track us.
It's really funny when we think about it. We see the MarkTran buses all over, but start thinking about all these vehicles out on the road running every day around Marquette County, and now there's possible changes to maybe what the vehicles will be like and the technology. How do you look to address that as you take over?
We're actually pretty good at this point because we just received new buses. In the last 2 years, we've gotten 26 new buses out of our 33 fleet.
So that allows you to extend into that with those running those for their life, I'm sure.
Yes. Exactly. And we have 7 to 9 years.
7 to 9 year buses.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of mileage you rack up on those, I'm sure. So before we let you guys go here this morning, I just wanted to ask, Delyn, is there any kind of, is there a chance to say farewell to you, or are you just going to slide out the door? You're just going to get on the bus and leave?
I tried sliding out the door, but the board was not letting me do that.
Yeah.
No, I would like to thank the public for supporting MarkTran because we do provide a very good service for the community, and I've enjoyed the ride.
That's Delyn Klein, Executive Director of MarkTran, and Bill Geller, who is the incoming Executive Director of MarkTran. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.